Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Romans, chapter 12, and verse 9 and 10. It says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, there is no limit to what can be accomplished if it doesn't matter who gets the credit. Most people know about Isaac Newton's famed encounter with the falling apple, how he introduced the law of universal gravitation and revolutionized astronomical studies. But few people know that had it not been for a man called Edmund Halley, the world may never have heard of Newton. Halley was the one who urged Newton to think through his original theories, corrected his mathematical mistakes, and formulated geometrical figures to support his discoveries. It was Halley who persuaded a hesitant Newton to write his great work called The Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy. And it was Halley who edited and supervised its publication and financed its printing. Even though Newton was wealthier and could better have afforded the cost, historians have called Halley's affiliation with Newton one of the most selfless cases in science. Newton began almost immediately to reap the rewards of prominence, but Halley received little credit. He did use the principles of Newton established to forecast the orbit and return of a comet that will later bear his name. But since Halley's comet returns only every 76 years, relatively few people still hear his name. However, Halley did not care who got the credit as long as the cause of science was advanced. He personified what it means to live by this scriptural principle. And that principle is, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves, right? So in this season of today's Ash Wednesday, and even the people celebrate the Valentine's Day, right? Well, all those celebrations are fine, but this is the real celebration that the Lord has commanded us in the scriptures, and that is of paramount importance to us. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. So, my dear brothers and sisters, anytime God gives you an opportunity to put others first and yourself second, grab it and run with it. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We are so honored and privileged to be called the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are grateful. This morning, O Lord God Almighty, fill our hearts with agape love. Fill our bowels with compassion. Fill our mind with the mind of Christ. Change us, transform us, and help us to follow your word and help us to live by your word. That we'll be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above ourselves. Give us that grace. Abba Father, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray for your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, and keep them from the evil one. Flourish and prosper them, because they are yours. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. Lord, I speak healing into their bodies, into their mind, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness. And I, Father, thank you that, Lord, your word tells us that it is by the stripes of Jesus we were healed and made whole. We bless you, we thank you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God, and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.